Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Marley Fire and Rescue responded to a reported single vehicle accident this morning off Interstate 80. According to scanner traffic, the vehicle went into the north ditch off I-80 westbound at about the 50.1 mile marker just before 5 a.m. Airbags deployed in the vehicle. The two occupants requested medical assistance to be checked out, but the victims refused transport to the hospital. The car was said to have been totaled in the crash. Atlantic Fire and Rescue and Medevac ambulance were initially dispatched to the scene, but then recalled. No other details are currently available. A former Council Bluffs High School math teacher has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for having sexual contact with a student. A judge on Monday sentenced 30-year-old Jeffrey Doherty to the prison term and ordered that he be placed on a lifetime sex offender registry. Before resigning in February, Doherty taught at Thomas Jefferson High School. In September, he pleaded guilty to numerous charges involving sexual contact with a 15-year-old girl, including third-degree sexual abuse, sexual exploitation by a school employee, and sexual exploitation of a minor. As the judge read his decision Monday, Doherty cried with his head buried in his hands. The man will be eligible to seek parole in about 7.5 years. The Harlan Police Department said yesterday charges are pending against a Nebraska woman following a chase that began at around 7:45 p.m. Sunday. Officials report the incident happened after Harlan police officers were dispatched to the area of Highway 59 and Lincoln Avenue in Harlan for a welfare check on a female in a black Toyota. Upon contacting the female, later identified as 54-year-old Barbara Krosno of York, Nebraska, the woman fled the scene, striking a 1997 Jeep Wrangler as she left. Her vehicle continued southbound on U.S. Highway 59 at a high rate of speed before turning east onto Shelby County Road F-58. The vehicle continued eastward at a high rate of speed and finally stopped after spike strips were deployed on F-58 in the Elkhorn area. Authorities say Krosno had an attempt to locate alert put out by Nebraska authorities, who said the woman had possible medical issues. She was transported to Murtu Medical Center in Harlan to be evaluated. Damage to the SUV that was struck was estimated at $1,000. Krosno faces charges that include felony eluding, interference with official acts, damage to a vehicle, failure to provide proof of insurance, and failure to obey a stop sign. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday morning updated an accident report that happened Sunday midday. Officials said a Lewis man was transported by Griswold Rescue to the Cass County Hospital following the accident at around 11 a.m. Sunday. 81-year-old Marlo William Webler was injured when his 2008 Chevy 1500 pickup went out of control on Oxford Road and entered the South Ditch. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $8,000. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a traffic stop at Exira Saturday morning resulted in the arrest of one person on numerous drug charges. 19-year-old Coy Tristan Anderson of Elkhorn was taken into custody at around 12:30 a.m. Saturday. Anderson faces charges that include possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver, possession of prescription pills, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of alcohol. He was brought to the Audubon County Jail and released after making an appearance before the magistrate. His preliminary hearing was set for November 23rd. And the Iowa Finance Authority, or IFA, Board of Directors recently awarded more than $900,900 in grants to 21 organizations to assist homeless and domestic violence shelters with costs associated with providing essential services and emergency shelter operations. The funding is made available through the Shelter Assistance Fund. Among the agencies sharing in the funds is the New Visions Homeless Services in Council Bluffs, which received $47,500, and Community Action Agency of Siouxland in Sioux City, which received $42,439. In our funeral announcements, Wilma Blake, age 92, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Graveside services for Wilma Blake will be today at noon at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Blockton. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Phyllis Marguerite Burroughs, age 94, of Griswold, died Monday at the Griswold Health Care and Rehabilitation Center. A celebration of life service for Phyllis Burroughs will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold, with a Nelson, Boylan, Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak in charge of arrangements. Helen Coor, age 92, of Walnut, died October 29th at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Helen Coor will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. and Joseph Joey Wagner Williams, age 28, of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. A celebration of life visitation with family for Joey Wagner Williams will be held Thursday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.